studios in Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830. This is WCCO. Time, 6 o'clock.
With Paul Gill, this is Ray Christensen at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland. 7-3, the Vikings lead after that 12-yard field goal by Gogolak. Paul and I were watching Charlie Gogolak in practice, and he was practicing all up and down the 50-yard line, and he was making better than half of his efforts, and let me tell you, those he missed didn't miss by much.
Ray, if I'm right now, isn't it more or less with the instep of his foot rather than on the toe?
Well, he's not far from the toe, but it's just off it. Yeah, from the way he approaches that ball, you'd think he was going to kick it entirely with the inside of his foot. But that isn't the case. He's talked about it and explained it a little bit. But he just feels coming from that angle and guiding it. He gets extra power, still gets enough power from the point of the toe, but guides it more from the inside of the toe. For all I know, his toe is cut at an angle by now after all those kicks. There's a low bouncing kickoff picked up by Brown at the 25 to the 30 to the 35 to the 40-yard line. Still standing, the 45 to 50 and down inside opposing territory at the 49-yard line. Bill Brown just kept right on going before Clay got to him. As Paul Krause has had three short kickoffs. One was called back because of an offsides. And then Bill Brown got the next one and ran it back to his own 45. And this one he ran back to the 48-yard line, we'll call it, of Washington. First and 10 on the Washington 48. Bill ran it back from his 30-yard line. Strong right formation for Francis Tarkenton, calling signals. Vikings lead 7-3. 2:02 left in the first quarter. Boy, he's really calling him there. Now he's back to pass. As time cuts it loose, hits his man at the 37-yard line. Renssel is down at the 32-yard line. Ricky Harris tackling him immediately, and Lance just falling forward as far as he could to the 32. It's a gain of 16. It'll be first down and 10 to go. That's that arrow. He just goes off, grabs it, and in this case, he was grabbed immediately. Tarkenton is 4-for-4. And the Vikings have found that Jurgensen is 8-for-11 against them, so the quarterbacks are hitting.
That's a fine combination pattern where the tight end on that side goes down and out to the outside, and then Renssel from the flanker position cuts over the middle.
Strong right formation. They give off now to Osborne. He has Sunday in front of him as he goes to the 30 and inside to the 29-yard line. He and Milt went down together as Milt slammed into one defender, but another one came up to pressure the ball carrier and to make the tackle from the side. The ball will be spotted on the 28, a gain of 4. Second down and 6 to go. Osborne carrying. Limping a little as he comes off the field is Walter Barnes, who was in at a defensive tackle, and a fellow by the name of Stan Jones, remember him from the Chicago Bears, has come in to replace him. Redskins are hurting at tackle if their man is hurt here, because Rutkins cannot play in this ball game with an injury. Strong right formation, not a serious one. Back to pass is Tarkenton. Sets, throws it, and it's out of the hands of Vetzel. He was all alone at the 25-yard line, and he appeared to take that look upfield. And believe me, he had some distance to go before anybody would get to him, and the ball popped right out. It's incomplete, perfectly thrown, third down and 6 to go. First one that's not complete.
You may wonder why that middle is open quite a bit. Part of the reason is the Redskins are trying to put quite a rush on Fran Tarkenton before he can get set to throw that ball. So if the linebackers are blitzing or red-dogging, that means they often open up that middle area, and if a receiver can get open, isn't hit on the line of scrimmage, he can get into that spot and catch the ball.
Strong left formation, flankers both ways. Tarkenton, third and 6, is back to pass. Cut it loose. He's trying to hit Vetzel, and it's just deflected away at the goal line. Incomplete. It was knocked away by Clay at the 3, just as Vetzel was reaching up at the goal line, and the ball didn't get to him. That would have been a touchdown otherwise. Fourth down coming. Fred Cox in to try a field goal. He'll be trying it from the 35 or 6-yard line. We have 35 seconds left in the first quarter. Tarkenton kneeling at the 36-yard line. So France is throwing that ball just as well as Jurgensen tonight. The snap, the kick from the 36-yard line. It's long enough, but it is off to the right, and it is not good. Cox missing from the 36-yard line. Last year, he did not miss any from the 35 on in. This was a yard further out. The ball will be brought out to the 20, where it'll be first down and 10 to go from the 20-yard line.
I thought that both Renssel and Hal Vetzel, Ray, were open for just a second on that, and then the defensive backfield men of the Washington Redskins. And I might add this. Last year, I think their defensive backfield picked off about 24 passes to tie Green Bay for the NFL lead in interceptions. The year before, they'd had 33, led by Paul Krause, the third-year man from Iowa, the free safety.
Jurgensen is back to pass, looking. Now throwing the long one. He's trying to hit Mitchell Lynn. It is over his head at the 38 of the Vikings. Incomplete. McVie and Quintana were coming over to cover, but it was a little long, and Mitchell slowed down, obviously, that last 5 yards. In fact, I just wonder if that ball wasn't a little closer to Bobby than he thought it was, Paul.
I'll go along with that. I was going to say I thought for just a second there that he wasn't really sprinting full blast straight ahead. If he had really turned it on, I think maybe he would have been able to get under that ball.
McVie was a step behind him, although when he slowed down a step, Ursel slowed down too, so it's hard to say how close the coverage was. Mazurek came in for Mitchell on that play. Second down, back to pass, trying to hit Mazurek, and he does, and it's grabbed out of bounds, so it is incomplete. Mazurek caught it out of bounds. McVie followed him right to the sideline, says, this is where I get off. Because any ball caught out of bounds, of course, is incomplete. It'll be third and 10 from the 20-yard line. Washington in its own territory. 8 for 13 for Jurgensen, 4 for 6 for Tarkenton. Vikings lead 7-3.
It was interesting on that pattern. Preston Carpenter was involved in a combination pattern. And when he came downfield at Gary Hill didn't try to cover him. He just knocked him down. This, of course, was done before the ball was thrown. And, of course, perfectly legal.
Strong right, the formation. Third and 10, back to pass. Jurgensen is looking. Throwing it up the middle. It's Smith for a first down to the 35, and he's dumped at the 40 or 41-yard line. Tackled by Fitzgerald, but it's easily enough for the first down. 21 yards on the play to the 41, and that could be the last play of this quarter. 3 seconds. Now the clock starts ticking again. It was stopped momentarily. That's the end of the first quarter with a score. The Minnesota Vikings 7, the Washington Redskins 3. People who want to get ahead in the world come to the world of experience. Minneapolis Federal. These progressive savers find Minneapolis Federal's world of experience to their liking in many ways. One is Minneapolis Federal's experience in Earn Power. Earn Power is growth. Earn Power is safety. Earn Power is available wherever you live. Earn Power is backed by 75 years of continuous consecutive dividend payments. This unequaled dividend record assures highest earnings with the greatest safety and stability. It's a direct result of Minneapolis Federal's experience in the wise reinvestment of your money. Every dollar you save in a convenient Minneapolis Federal Passbook account currently earns 4.5%. This Earn Power actually gives an effective yield of 4.58%. Today, more than 150,000 savings and loan customers worldwide believe in the name that means experience, Minneapolis Federal. Once you join them, most experienced anywhere. Remember, whether you save in person or by mail, you could always expect friendly person-to-person service from Minneapolis Federal. For over 75 years, Minneapolis Federal has excelled as a pioneer in service, ideas, and progress. Minneapolis Federal bringing you Vikings football on WCCO Radio. Second quarter ready to start for the Redskins. First down, 10 to go from their own 41-yard line. They trail 7-3. Their passing attack has looked good. So has the Vikings. Strong right for Sonny Jurgensen. He's back to pass. Looking for Mazurek, then cuts to the other side of the field, and it is caught out of bounds. Fitzgerald came over to the sidelines and leaped to try to intercept it, but it was a little too high. Had it been lower, he would have probably come up with a touchdown. As it was, Jerry Smith caught it far out of bounds. It's incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 to go from the 41-yard line.
Jerry Smith is a second-year man from Arizona State. He broke in last year and did a fine job. Incidentally, Sonny Jurgensen, you know, was the second-string quarterback in 1960 when the Philadelphia Eagles won the NFL title from the Green Bay Packers, and the guy who was calling the plays at that time was Norm Van Brocklin, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings.
Mazurek to the right, to the left on a quick trap play now to the fullback, and rambling ahead is Hewley to the 50 and to the Viking 49. He will be very close to a first down. This could require a measurement. He's just over the 50, and the chain gang will be brought in. Hewley in at fullback for the first time. He's very fast, incidentally, and runs hard and is the number one fullback on the Washington team, but he did not start tonight. Went for just about 10 yards. The chain gang was coming in, and Fran O'Brien, a lineman, was coming off the field, and he didn't quite make it over the chain, and we had a little tangling up there.
You know what a backfield man would say to a lineman about that, don't you? Nice going, Mr. Agility. You may be hostile, but you're not too mobile.
That's the first down by rushing for Washington. 10-yard rush it was. The sixth first down for the Redskins.
George Hooley, incidentally, was a free agent that they picked up from Central State College of Oklahoma.
7-3, the Vikings lead. The Redskins back in Vikings territory by 1 yard on the 49. Strong right formation. Mazurek to the right, Smith to the left. Those are the flankers. And the Vikings get offsides, and there will be a flag on the play. The ball goes off now to Hewley, who goes outside, comes to the 44 of the Vikings for about a 5-yard gain. If the penalty is against the Vikings, Washington would take the penalty because they'd get the same distance without losing the down. Of course, it's the other way around. The Vikings would take the penalty. Vikings jumped offsides, then got back. Now, there could also have been illegal procedure against the Redskins. Conversation thus far has appeared to be, I can't really tell. They've talked to both sides. It'll be against, they start to go into Washington territory. Apparently, that's where they're going to go with it. It'll be a penalty against the Redskins. That's their second. Their other was offsides on the opening kickoff, and this is also offsides. So it's still first down, but it's now 15 to go from their own 46-yard line.
Ray, Charlie Taylor, the rookie of the year in the NFL from the Washington Redskins 2 years ago, has a bad ankle. Is that correct?
Yes,
he may not play too much.
He could play. If this were a league game, he probably would be starting, but it isn't. It's an exhibition game, and that makes a difference. So he has not played yet. Whitfield is in there now. LeBlanc was earlier. Back to pass. Looking. Jurgensen throws it on the run, and it is caught by Carpenter at the 45 of the Vikings, and he's thrown out inside the 40 at the 38 by Gary Hill. Preston Carpenter having a good day against the team on which his brother is one of the coaches. He's down to the Vikings 38 for a gain of 16 yards and another first down. 10 for 16, the record so far for Sonny Jurgensen.
Preston and his brother Lou both attended the University of Arkansas. Lou was a couple years ahead of younger brother Preston. Both always very well respected in the NFL as all-around ball players. They played tight end, split end, flanker, halfback, any spots you wanted them in.
Ken Duke is in at fullback now. The give is to the halfback, and just a couple of yards for A.D. Whitfield. He got about to the 35-yard line. He was tripped up as he started forward. I think what happened for the Vikings, Mike Tillman actually drove a blocker into him and then helped in the tackle. So that was a pretty complete play by Big Mike. On the 35, a gain of 3, second down and 7 to go. A.D. Whitfield, the running back, carried on the play. Ron Rector has joined the Washington Redskins, traded for a draft right. Coming from Green Bay. Strong left the formation on 2nd and 7 on the Viking 35. Jurgensen back to pass. Cuts it loose. Hits his man, and immediately he is hit at the 30-yard line. Completed to Fred Mazurek, flanker, and tackled by Mike Fitzgerald. At the 30, a gain of 5. It'll bring up third down. Still a full 2 to go for a first down.
Vikings are playing, as Ray mentioned, a lot of rookies and second- and third-year men because they're carrying 49 players right now. And by the 30th of this month, they have to be down to 43. And then on September 6th, the Tuesday before their opening league game in San Francisco, they have to be down to the NFL limit of 40.
Strong right, the formation. Mazurek to that side. Smith just set out a couple of steps on the left side. Here's the give to A.D. Whitfield. Gets the block that takes him outside. He goes for 3 yards, and then a fine tackle by Ursel McBee nails him, and he's gotten past Lonnie Warwick and Gary Hill. And McBee nailed him not quite in time to prevent the first down, but in time to prevent a long gain. Now, I may be speaking prematurely. We're going to have a measurement. Ball is on the far side of the field as they bring the chain gang over. It will be very close to a first down, that's for sure. Chain gang bringing it all the way across. Now, the chain is spotted. On the chalk mark, extended, and it appears it'll be a first down. Yes, they put it down. It's a ball length far ahead of the chain for a first down. First and 10 from the 28-yard line. A gain on that play of 2 yards.
Ray, it looks like we're going to have some pretty impressive statistics. I don't know how impressive they'll be to opposing coaches, but as far as actual statistics, they're going to be there by the end of this ball game.
Smith split left, Mazurek to the right on a strong right. Whitfield and Duke behind the quarterback. Jurgensen is back to pass. He cuts it loose. He hits Smith, and he in turn is knocked out of bounds at the 21. A yard after he caught the ball, the tackle was made by Mike Fitzgerald. It's a gain of 7, continuing to pick away for short passes. They're getting him upfield is Sonny Jurgensen. Right now he's completed 12 out of 18. Second down on the 21, 3 to go for a first down.
Sonny Jurgensen is a 10-year veteran from Duke. Norm Van Brocklin, who sort of brought Jurgensen along in some respects in his formative years, has said that Jurgensen has one of the finest, strongest arms in professional football.
Field's in shadow, but we're getting pretty good tan up here. There's the give now to Whitfield. He spun around by Carl Eller and dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Just as the hole opened, Carl nailed him from behind, so he never really got to the hole, and the Vikings closed it in a hurry. Jerry Shea closing it. The tackle belongs to Eller, though. On the 21, no gain, 3rd and 3. Good play by Eller.
It's interesting to note that Otto Graham doesn't send in plays from the bench a la the Cleveland Browns when he was quarterbacking, and Paul Brown was calling the signals from the sidelines by way of the press box, and they would use two guards shuttling in and out with the plays. But Otto Graham, I think, inside always felt, look, I'm on the field, I have a little better feeling, but he couldn't complain. They were winning championships year in and year out.
They had the best conditioned guards in the country. Strong right. Rolling out to the left is Jurgensen. He sets, he throws that pass, and it is caught at the 5-yard line, and Carpenter staggers off 2 Vikings and goes over for the score. Quintana had him, couldn't hold him at the 5, and following up, Fitzgerald couldn't hold him at the 2, and he went on in. Preston Carpenter for the touchdown. 21-yard pass. So the Redskins take the lead. And Gogolak will come in to attempt the extra point. 11:33 left to play in the second quarter. That was the rollout. First time he's gone to that. Rolled out to the left. Set himself. And hit Preston Carpenter. Gogolak angles in. Kicks it. Right through the uprights, and I mean that zooms through in a hurry. There's a timeout on the field with a score now. The Washington Redskins 10, the Minnesota Vikings 7. Success is often a matter of degrees, college degrees. More and more, the demand in business, education, industry, and professional services is for men and women with college degrees. Minneapolis Federal recognizes the vital importance of a college education, and as one of its progressive person-to-person services, offers to loan you up to $10,000 for the higher education of your children or yourself. Minneapolis Federal's low-cost college loans are designed for average-income families with payments custom planned to fit into the budget with comparative ease. It may even be arranged so that any balance of payments may be assumed by the student after he has graduated or is employed. Borrow as little as $800 a year or as much as $2,500. All reasonable expenses are included. The student may select the accredited college or university of his choice anywhere in the United States. For additional details on the college loan plan, write or arrange a personal visit with the college loan counselor at Minneapolis Federal with 8 convenient offices. With Paul Giel, this is Ray Christensen at Municipal Stadium. 10-7, the Redskins have the lead for the first time. Now let's see who's going to try the kickoff this time. This time it'll be Brig Owens. Krause, both kickoffs were very short. This one is deeper. Backing up is Lindsay. Takes it on the 3. Comes forward to the 10, the 15, 20, 22, that's all. Tackle on the play by Ed Vetridge, a backup linebacker. Vikings will have first down, 10 to go from their own 22-yard line. Tarkenton is at 4-for-6 on passes. Hit his first 4, the 5th one bounced right out of the hands of the receiver, and the 6th one was on the way to a touchdown when it was deflected away at the last possible split second. And Sonny Jurgensen, of course, is really hitting 13-for-19, so the passing has really been something in this ballgame. Osborne and King are still the backs in there with Tarkenton. Flatley split left, Rensel to the right, tight end Bedsole on the right side. Tarkenton from his own 22-yard line. Fakes the draw, gets back, throws the ball. Trying to hit Flatley, he does! Beautiful catch at the 38-yard line.
Beautiful.
Paul did a little spring, and with that, Clay, who was covering him, went up. As he started to come down, Flatley came down, went back up again, and caught it with a fingertip catch. He did a fake. just with a little penny jump and then went up in the right timing and made the grab at the 38-yard line. 16-yard gain, first and 10 for the Vikings. Beautiful pass completion. Strong right again. Rensel split that way flatly again to the left. Vikings trailing 10-7 are on their own 38. Tarkenton is back to pass. Throws it on the run. Hits his man at the 40. And King gets only to the 42. And there he's wrestled out of bounds. Short gain for King as Ricky Harris stayed with him. The other man on the stop was linebacker John Rager. Call it the 41. It's a little closer to that. Second down, 7 to go. 3-yard gain.
Archie Sutton is in there at right tackle now. The second-year man from Illinois. And I'll say this again. At the start of the game, the Washington Redskins were doing a lot of stunning. And still are for that matter. But right now, it appears that the Vikings' offensive line, despite the number of rookies they have in there, are picking off these blitzes and doing a fine job protecting for Tarkenton.
From a strong right, Francis gives it off to Osborne, sweeping wide with the two guards in front of him, but he keeps from turning and goes over to the side and is knocked down at the 37-yard line. The guards cut a little earlier, and Dave didn't. And he's down at the 37. He had pressure on him, too, which undoubtedly makes a difference. He lost four. It'll be third and 11 to go. Vikings with long yardage on third down. They trail 10-7. The Washington Redskins playing good football. However, they are playing many more of their veterans than are the Vikings. And this has to make a difference. No matter how well some of these rookies do, it isn't as if they've been playing together for 2, 3, 4 years. Strong left formation. Tarkenton on third and 11 gets the ball. Back to pass. The rush is on. He's got protection, but now he has to scramble. He's way back at his own 20. Throws it out, and Barnes catches it, but is tackled at the 17-yard line for a terrific loss on a completed pass. Willie Adams hit him immediately. Barnes caught it, a completed pass for a 20-yard loss. That's one of the longest losses I can recall on a pass completion.
Number 70 for the Washington Redskins. Still out there in the field. The middle linebacker, the old veteran Sam Huff, who for years has been considered one of the finest middle linebackers in professional football, made his real name and fame with the New York Giants.
Harris and Mitchell back at their own 40. Walden standing on his 1-yard line, gets the snap, and gets the kick away. Beautiful spiral. Oh, what a beautiful kick. Coming way, way down. Caught on the 37-yard line. Harris coming back upfield to the 30-yard line. Comes out to the 35, going to the far side of the field. Cuts back beautifully, and then Hill gets him. At the 40-yard line, he almost got all the way away. One of the reasons he didn't was Brady Alderman got a hand on him and slowed him down. But that kick was caught on the 27-yard line, and he was going backwards at the time he caught it. That was a beautiful punt. By far, Walden's best of the season. It'll be first and 10 from the 41, Washington in its own territory. The return actually only 14 yards, but it could have gone all the way, and Ricky Harris is that kind of a runback man.
I'm sure that Bobby Walden is saying to himself and to some of his teammates as they congratulate him, well, it's about time. He hasn't been satisfied with his punting.
Strong right formation for Jurgensen. Redskins lead 10-7. Back to pass. Another of the shorties. Another completion. Smith catches it. Tackled immediately. But it's another gain of 7 yards. And they're just banging away with a short pass. As Fitzgerald made the tackle, it'll be 2nd and 3 to go from their own 48-yard line.
This is what they say in pro ball is a quarterback nickel and diming you to death. A short pass. Receivers going downfield, 5 and 6 yards, just turning to the inside, turning to the outside, looking on that slant-in pattern to the middle, and Jurgensen setting up in a hurry, 3 or 4, 5 steps at the most, turning and tossing.
Back to pass, the draw play instead out to Hewley, and he is tripped up and falls all alone at the Vikings 49. I believe it was Warwick who caused him to fall. In any event, Lonnie cleared out a couple of defenders. So the ball is on the 49 of the Vikings, and they will measure on that one. It was a 3-yard gain. And again, another close measurement. Thus far, they've gone Washington's way every time they brought the chain gang out. And this one will, too, by just a couple of inches. First and 10 on the Vikings' 49-yard line. 10th first down for Washington. The Vikings have had 5. First downs don't have to mean anything. Remember when Washington lost to the Chicago Bears 73-0? They had more first downs than the Bears did. That, to me, is always one of the most amazing statistics of all time, Paul.
And you mentioned that particular game, and I'm sure, at least to my mind, the name of Sammy Baugh comes to mind, who threw the ball for 16 years so very well for the Washington Redskins.
Strong right, immediate snap. Back to pass, and he gets away from Marshall. throws it, and it is incomplete, intended for Smith at the 32 and off his fingertips. Marshall almost got at him. Jim has just come into the lineup because I hadn't seen him there before, but he made himself known. And he was lunging at Jurgensen and falling short, but Jurgensen still cut the pass loose, perhaps just a fraction early, came close to his target. It'll be second down and 10 to go. Now there's a timeout on the field with a score. Washington 10, the Vikings 7. 75 years experience, plus 4.5% earned power. These are Minneapolis Federal's progress partners, ready and waiting to work for you. Experience and earned power are unique advantages. Experience assures you of a tested, trusted background of stability, strength, and safety. In 75 years, Minneapolis Federal has never missed a dividend payment. Earn Power is energy, money energy that keeps your savings growing at a generous rate. Earn Power is a 4.58% return on each $100 you save annually at the sign of the tree. In every way, you're a step ahead when you come with the Progress Partners of Experience and Earn Power. Yours only at Minneapolis Federal. And here's an important service to remember if you're planning to borrow money. A Minneapolis Federal Savings Account installment loan lets you borrow the cash you need while your savings remain intact and growing. Get more details on savings account installment loans at Minneapolis Federal in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Bloomington, Golden Valley, Robbinsdale, Midway, and Apache Plaza. On that last pass, I'm quite sure that Jurgensen intended to throw the ball immediately on a little look-in pattern, but all of a sudden, Jim Marshall is back in the lineup and was getting at him, and he had to back up again and try a second time, and he threw to a deeper man. Right now, it's second down, 10 to go from the Vikings 49. Washington with the ball, strong left formation. Don Hanson right on the line of scrimmage, ready to try to get in. The draw play, and right there for the tackle is big Mike Tillman, and Hewley never does fall down. And Joe Novogratz is right there, too, and he never let go. And Hewley felt that he should have let go. I can just hear what he's saying. I wish you'd be a little more careful, Joseph.
We'll set that Vikings defense for you.
No gain on the play, incidentally, third and 10. Excuse me, Paul.
Jerry Shea is playing that left tackle, and Mike Tillman, a second-year man from Montana, is playing the right tackle. And as Ray indicated, Jim Marshall is in now at right end, and Carl Eller on the left side. On this side, backing up the line on the right linebacker, is Hanson. Lonnie Warwick, now an old veteran, is playing the middle, and Hanson is on the left side. Novogratz on the left side.
Right, back to pass. Looking as Jurgensen throws the quick little swing pass out to fullback Hewley. Sidesteps one man, another one, and is spun around and dropped right at the 50. The second man that he got away from was Lonnie Warwick, but Lonnie got such a good piece of him that he didn't have much to run with by that time, and he wound up with a one-yard loss at the 50-yard line. A loss of one on the completed pass. It's now fourth down and 11 to go. The deep men for the Vikings expecting a punt. Rensel and Mason going back near their 10-yard line. 10-7, the Redskins lead, 6:16 left to play. Second quarter. Pat Richter standing back at his 36-yard line. There's the snap. Rush by Marshall, but not a concerted one. Rensel lets it bounce into the end zone. A hit at the 3 and caromed right on through. And it'll be brought out to the 20-yard line. Coming downfield, Don Kropchek stops his speed by grabbing Rensel in a very friendly fashion by the jersey, and they just kind of exchange pleasantries, and in this case, I do mean pleasantries. Let's pause for 10 seconds. This is where you hear the play-by-play broadcasts of the Minnesota Vikings.
Twin Chicago baseball follows the football game here on CCO. At 629 Studios, St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830, this is WCCO.
Temperature still 77 degrees. The wind is now north at 10 knots. That's close to 10 miles an hour if you're like me, a landlubber. Strong right the formation for Tarkenton. He's back to pass. Looks, he's going to throw the long one. He's trying to hit Flatley. He's got him out there. He got it in the 40 to the 35 and down at the 30-yard line. Flatley beats play again and takes it down to the 30. And I was afraid for an instant that ball might hang up there a little bit too long because Paul had really gotten beyond play. But it dropped right in there, and Paul took off for another 10 before he was pushed out by Clay. Total gain, 50 yards, first and 10 on the 30-yard line of Washington.
Same old story. The old pros, so to speak, are trying to pick on a first-year man. Clay is 6'1", 195 from Mississippi.
And a penalty. 15 yards moves it down to the 15-yard line. Illegal use of hands. Apparently took place right at the end of the play. And this is a full 15, because the ball was smack dab on the 30 and now goes right to the 15. If it were inside the 30 at all, it would be half the distance. First and 10 Vikings from the 15-yard line. Rensel split to the right, flatly to the left on a strong right. King and Barnes behind the quarterback. The fake to King, back to pass is Tarkenton. Shoots it to the end zone, and there was a flag near the end zone. Now we'll see what the call is. It'll be interference. And the official is lingering near the ball, which would indicate defensive interference. It would be called on Clay, I believe.
Yes, Flatley went down, made that inside fake as if he's coming back towards the goalpost. Then he went back to the outside and was checked at that time by Clay, but the ball was in the air, and obviously then defensive pass interference.
And it took place on the 2-yard line, and that's where the Vikings get the ball. Interference in the end zone, the ball comes out to the 1 with goal to go, and it's still goal to go here, too. Flatley also did not resume pursuit of the ball. He thought it was obvious enough that the official saw it and that he would just make it obvious by not trying to get at the ball, and it worked out. Strong left formation from the 2-yard line. Barnes and King behind quarterback Tarkenton. 10-7 Vikings trail. The give to King. He finds a little bit of a hole and shoves his way over for the touchdown. Bill King found enough of a hole to get to the 1-yard line, and then ramming his helmet right into somebody's chest, he pushed and pushed and pushed and finally got over and down into the end zone for a touchdown. That was a hard-fought 2 yards. Bill King from the 2, and the Vikings get the lead back. Clock shows 5:39 left to play. Second quarter, Fred Cox in. We'll try to make it 14-10 in favor of the Vikings. Tarkenton will hold. Ball is put down. Cox boots it. Right on through. Timeout on the field with the score. The Vikings 14, the Redskins 10. When you save at Minneapolis Federal, you have two unique advantages going for you, experience and Earn Power, the Progress Partners. Minneapolis Federal's Earn Power means your passbook savings grows safely and steadily at the generous rate of 4.5%. The longer you keep your savings in the account, the more your own Earn Power increases because dividends are paid every 3 months. What about the availability of your savings? Because of the convenience of a passbook savings account, your money is fully available whenever you wish to use it. Minneapolis Federal has led in Earn Power for over 75 years. In all that time, never once missing a dividend payment to customers. This unequaled dividend record is part of the benefits in strength and safety you enjoy by depending upon the experience of Minneapolis Federal. Start saving or add to your savings account soon at the sign of the tree, Minneapolis Federal, with 8 offices, 2 in downtown St. Paul, Minneapolis, Midway, Bloomington, Golden Valley, Robbinsdale, and Apache Plaza. The Vikings, and it didn't take them long, started from their 20, a 50-yard pass to Flatley, followed by a 15-yard penalty, and they were on the opponent's 15. Then a 13-yard penalty took them to the 2, and King went over from there. Actually, only 2 plays from scrimmage. For that 70 yards, there's a sailing kickoff, not a good one. Taken on the 8 and then bounding right off the chest. So then everybody's down there, but it was recovered by the man who played it off his chest at the 21-yard line, Ricky Harris. Boy, and the Vikings were right through their stand. Quintana went sailing through the air to try to get at that ball. And a Redskin hurt on the play. I don't think it was Harris. No, it's A.D. Whitfield. Vikings were offside on all of that, and the ball will be brought back, and they'll have to do it again. And that's pretty tough to get hurt on a play that didn't come. That's the first penalty walked off against the Vikings. They've had one other, but that was refused.
We might mention here that Paul Dixon, the regular right tackle of the Minnesota Vikings, did not make the trip here to Cleveland. Paul came down with a skin infection a couple of days ago and is in a hospital, I believe, Ray, in Minneapolis, being treated for this condition.
That's right.
Mike Killeman, young man from Montana, was going to start anyway, but chances are Paul Dixon, as well as some of the other regulars, were going to see some action tonight.
A.D. Whitfield coming off the field under his own power, just got the wind knocked out of him. I think he was on the bottom of that very sudden, violent pileup. Where everybody was going for the ball.
That's right.
I wonder the ball didn't get the wind knocked out of it.
The Vikings dressed at the hotel and drove out here in their uniforms on the bus. They'll go back and change and come back for the Cleveland-Baltimore Colts game, the second game of tonight's doubleheader.
Cox kicking from the 35. This time gets the spinning type kick that he likes. It hangs up there for a while. Taken by Owens on the 3. Comes to the 10, the 15, gets by two men and goes out to the 24-yard line before, guess who? That's right, Gary Hill makes the tackle. Heckbard really got downfield on that one and got a hand on play and forced him to change directions. And Hill is pretty much covering the middle on his part of the kickoff return. So he had to do a little changing of direction on that too, but he got to his man. That's his third straight tackle on a kickoff return. First and 10 from their own 24 after a 21-yard return by Clay. Washington with the ball.
With the exception of Jim Marshall now in for Briggs at right end, the Vikings starting defensive alignment is, I think, I'm
Jeff
almost Jordan
sure. Jeff Jordan has come in at safety for the first time just now. Back to pass, looking as Jorgensen, the rush is on, and Marshall spins him around into the arms of Eller, and between the two of them down goes Jorgensen to the 15-yard line. Marshall swung him around, couldn't quite control that ball arm, and Jorgensen was still ready to try to pass, and then Eller finished him off. Officially the 16, a loss of 8, second down, and 18 to go for a first down. Now let's double-check. Fitzgerald is still in there. Jordan, McBee, and I'll have to wait till they break huddle to see who the fourth man is.
Gary Hill.
So Quintana went out, and Jordan came in for him. Jeff Jordan, I'm sure most of you are aware, suffered the tragic loss of his wife in an airplane crash just a couple of weeks ago. I had a nice long chat with him, Paul, at the airport before we took off here, and I think he's ready to play football, and I'm delighted to see him in there. Second down, long yardage, back to pass, Jorgensen. The Vikings dropping off him on this play, but then they start to catch up. The ball pops loose, but he gets it. Either he or one of his linemen, they kind of shared the ball. Falling on it, both he and Promuto. Now, it was Jorgensen who got the ball as all of a sudden, when he had a lot of time, he couldn't find receivers downfield. The Vikings were not blitzing him. But then the two Viking ends, Marshall and Eller, caught up with him, and down he went on the 11-yard line. It'll be third down coming and 23 to go for a first down.
There's one young man out there getting a pretty good lesson now that Marshall's in the ball game. Mitch Johnson, the left tackle there, 6'4", 251 pounds from UCLA, a second-year man, and Jim Marshall is licking him on a few plays right now.
Let's call it the 10-yard line. It's closer to that. So that was a loss of 6. It's third down, and now 24 to go for a first down. So if quarterback Jorgensen wants to pass, he'll have to get near his goal line to do it. He's under center, gets that ball, drops back, standing on the 2, looking, sets, throws it upfield, and it is incomplete. Not anywhere near Carpenter, who was covered from the front by Warwick, from behind by Hill, and the pass failed over, and Jeff Jordan came racing over and was the closest man to it, and he didn't have a chance on it either. Fourth down coming, and still 24 to go in a punting situation. It makes a difference having Heller and Marshall.
That's right. I was going to say that the Vikings are putting on such a fine rush right now that Jorgensen is leaving another backfield man in the backfield to help block, and this eliminates one more receiver and helps your defensive backs out.
The last two plays, the Vikings have been rushing only their front four. They have not been rushing linebackers, and there's still the pressure. Richter standing midway deep in his end zone. Vikings waiting to catch it just inside their 50-yard line. There's a flag on the play as he gets the spiral away. Coming up now, Mason takes it on the 48, goes to the 45, to the 40-yard line, toward that sidelines and out of bounds at about the 38. It was a 10-yard return. He took it at the 48 of Washington. We'll see what the flag was. Now upfield, an official is pointing to two men, but then he's pointing only toward the Redskin, who is Snowden. Fitzgerald was standing there with him, but a flag also was dropped downfield, so there may have been two penalties on the play. The return was to the 38 by Mason, a 10-yard return. The Viking offensive unit is coming on the field, indicating either that the Vikings will turn whatever it is down. In any event, it appears they're going to take that punt and the return. The official going down to collect his handkerchiefs, they have not given a signal yet. Now the official going down to the chain gang. And now the Viking offensive team is coming off the field again. And the defensive team is coming back on. So if you're confused, you have me for company. We'll just wait and see. The officials have explained it too. Right now they're still in a huddle. The moment with Washington.
Sam Huff, the defensive captain of the Washington Redskins, middle linebacker, was shaking his head too with his arms outstretched as if to say, you know, what's the story? Everybody's confused right now.
There were flags dropped down near the goal, and then there was another flag dropped upfield. between a Viking and a Redskin. Fitzgerald and Snowden, respectively. And we're waiting patiently. Now the official is picking up the flags, and they're bringing the ball back upfield, and the offensive unit will come back out of the field, which they had done in the first place. And how are things at your house? Ball will be put down on the 38. It was holding against the Redskins, and it was turned down by the Vikings, and they'll take it on the 38 of Washington.
That's pretty fair field position. I wouldn't want to take
That's
a chance.
That's right. That
on
was just a 38-yard punt with a 10-yard return. It was a low punt. It got right to Mason, and he took off. First and 10 Vikings on the Washington 38. They lead 14-10 with 3:47 left in the half. Tarkenton, the quarterback, strong right formation. Rentzel split that way, flatly the other way. He's back to pass. He's trying to hit his man, Fitzgerald, who grabs it on the 10-yard line, picks himself up because he fell down with nobody touching him, cuts to the left, goes to the 5, and goes over for the touchdown. Flatley contained one of the enemy with a block, which didn't hit the enemy, but it made him go airborne, and by that time he couldn't get to Fitzgerald until Fitzgerald was in the end zone. Then he tackled him. Bedsoll went through the air, caught it at the 10, and fell down while catching it, but he was not touched by a Redskin. And when that happens, you may pick yourself up and go the rest of the way if you can. Bedsoll could and did. Total play, 38 yards. Last time, the Vikings went 80 yards in two official plays. This time, they go 38 in one on a pass to Bedsoll. Extra point try coming up. Ball is placed down. There's the kick by Cox. It's good. And the score becomes 21-10. Well, I made the statement earlier, and it's a true statement, that the Vikings have more rookies in there than Washington, and this is an advantage to Washington. But the score, nonetheless, is 21-10 in favor of the Vikings, who are now putting a little more pressure on Jurgensen, and their offense is really clicking.
I think we should remind our listeners once again, Ray, you did it in describing that touchdown play when Bedsoll caught the ball and fell down. It was his own impetus and not that of a defensive ball player. Therefore, he was able to get up and run the ball in for the score.
For example, if an opponent had hit Bedsoll and caused him to stagger and fall, then he would still have been down. You don't have to have a man wrapped around you. That's kind of a judgment. If the official feels that this was only slight contact and that he did fall because of his own impetus, as Paul says, then he's able to run. In this case, nobody even touched him. He just had to fall to make the completion. And then he got up and went on in. And he did a nice job of that. And Flatley, who was going to the far left corner, came back and threw a block in which he did not hit his man, Ricky Harris, but he caused him to go up and over. And Harris then made the tackle, but Bedsoll was in the end zone by that time. So you can see it slowed Harris down that much, and it did just as much good as if Paul had really cracked him one. Ready to kick off for the Vikings. Owens and Harris are the deep men. There's Fred Cox's kick, and that's a deep one. It goes over the goalpost, is caught behind it, picked up by Harris, comes out to the 10, and is knocked down, and I believe it was Gary... No, it wasn't Gary Hill. It was Heckbart. Last time, he came down, and he couldn't quite reach his man. He got him by the shoulder. This time, he went flying through the air and hit him right in the chest. And I mean, he was going sideways at the time. That was a sidewinder, not like Gogolak kick field goals, but like Heckbart crunches bones.
That's why they say for men only.
Yeah.
If you're from Wisconsin and you're listening in, be proud of Dale Hackford. I'm telling you, Norm Van Bronckman is sold on this young man now. He's tried so hard. He, as a matter of fact, was with the Redskins for 3 years before an injury, and then Paul Cross beat him out, but I think he's going to make the Vikings.
Here's the draw play, and spun around is A.D. Whitfield and dropped at about the line of scrimmage. Coming through was Mike Tillman. He did not make the tackle, but he sure slowed him down. He spoiled any of the surprise element of the fullback draw. And then the Vikings converged on him, and down he went at the 13. Second down, 10 to go after no gain. Vikings lead 21-10 with Paul Giel. This is Ray Christensen at Municipal Stadium. And not much suntan anymore now, Paul. They've turned some of the lights on. I guess they're all on now. And the sun is kind of getting a little hazy, even though it's still up there out over Lake Erie to our left. Strong left on second and 10. Jurgensen under center is back to pass. Throws the look in to Smith, and he in turn is knocked out of bounds by Ursel McBee. First, Ursel reached out and tried to bat that ball away from Smith. He batted him with the right hand, then grabbed him with the left hand, and then just sort of shoved and pushed him out of bounds at the 13, or at the 17, a gain of 4. It'll be third down, still 6 to go for a first down. 15th completion for Jurgensen. But he's tried 22, according to my unofficial stats. What have you got, Paul?
I have Jurgensen down here for 11, 5, 10, 15, 20, 22, and I have 13 completions.
Well, I had him for 15, but we're close. We'll have the official stats at halftime. Strong left, back to pass. Jurgensen cuts it loose, diving grab for a first down at the 29. That was a honey by Jerry Smith. Ursel McBee fell right on him, but it was just a fine catch at the 29. A gain of 12, it'll be first down and 10 to go. Jerry Smith made a fine catch. He is from Arizona State. 6'2", 208. This is his second year, and he shows great potential.
Well, we were wondering why Pat Richter wasn't playing too much as a receiver. They just have three fine receivers in Smith, Bobby Mitchell, and, of course, Preston Carpenter. Incidentally, Preston Carpenter started out as a running back this year, but they have a need for him at that tight end spot. He's a good blocker and a very fine receiver. Baltimore Colts and the Cleveland Browns in the second game here tonight.
Excuse me, Paul. I've got to see what that ship is loading down there in the dock. Looks like bales of grain. Apparently an ore boat, or a grain boat in this case, some kind. Right here in the dock, we get a good view of that, as well as much of Lake Erie. It's the Sirif Yell, I think, because it looks like a Swedish flag, so I'll make that J a Y sound. Well, so much for the latest marine news. Now back to the football games. Slapback to the left on this one. Back to pass is Jurgensen. He's set. He's short of Mitchell at the 35-yard line. It goes out of bounds. Fitzgerald came up and tackled Mitchell just to make sure. Slid off him, actually, when he realized that it didn't have the ball. Incomplete pass. Second and 10 from their own 29. Washington in possession. 24 passes thrown already in this half by Sonny Jurgensen. 1:55 left to play. First half, Vikings lead 21-10. They led 7-0. Washington got a field goal and a touchdown to go ahead, and the Vikings came right back. Tarkenton has hit 8 for 10, and the other two, one hit the receiver but bounced away, and the other one almost hit the receiver for a touchdown, was deflected away at the last minute. So Tark has really been on target. Tight end in the slot on the left side. Back to pass with a flag out there, and it is caught. And John immediately is Preston Carpenter at the 33-yard line. I couldn't figure out what Bobby Mitchell was doing on that one, Paul. He wasn't decoying because he wasn't acting as if he were going to catch the ball. He turned and looked as if he hadn't expected the ball even to come on that side. He came to Carpenter, who apparently was the assigned receiver, and he caught it. We'll see what the flag is now. The officials are talking to Lonnie Warwick of the Vikings. Illegal procedure and offsides. And the pass was complete for a very short gain, so the Vikings turned down the penalty. The ball will be spotted on the 33. That's a 4-yard gain, but it came on second down. If this had been first down, the Vikings might have taken the penalty. But here it's third down and 6 to go. That's still long yardage.
It's interesting now to see the sort of coverage the Minnesota Vikings will be in regards to their linebackers and defensive backs. Is it zone or man-to-man?
Strong right to formation. Back to pass, looking. There's the look-in pass to Smith at the 44, and he goes out into Viking territory. Ball falls away, but it had been blown dead. It had been blown dead. It was picked up by Gary Hill, but the official immediately signifying that it was dead at that point. And it's spotted on the 48 of the Vikings. Complete to Smith for a gain of 19 yards. First down and 10 to go.
It was zone coverage, and Mike Fitzgerald from his corner spot was to drop back to deep inside. He just didn't get there quite quick enough.
Jurgensen cuts it loose immediately, hits Smith, and he in turn is driven out of bounds at the 43-yard line. A gain of 5. It'll be second down and 5 to go. 1:16. The clock is getting important. That was why the sideline pass at that stage. Jurgensen, I'm sure, called the play immediately and then wanted to talk things over. But now he wants a little more conversation. He is coming over talking to the official, possibly to check on the number of timeouts remaining. He has second down, 5 to go on the Vikings' 43-yard line. Clock shows 1:13 left in the first half. The Vikings lead 21-10. This has been a fine spectator game. Lots of action, lots of long pass completions, especially for the Vikings. Mostly short completions, but they've been coming pass completion after pass completion for Washington.
Fran Tarkenton seems to throw exceptionally well in this ballpark. Last year, of course, against the Cleveland Browns, and now tonight against the Washington Redskins. I don't know Ray, how you've seen it, but last week I thought that Fran against the Los Angeles Rams, although he threw three touchdown passes, didn't really seem to have that little something extra on the ball.
Mustard, that's right.
And tonight the ball is really carrying well and with a lot of authority, and it might mean that Fran's arm is coming around. I had heard through the grapevine, so to speak, that in Mankato, Fran's arm wasn't feeling real good. There wasn't that life in it, that extra snap, and now it looks like it's coming around.
Second and five, Jurgensen back to pass, throws it, hits Smith, and he in turn runs out of bounds very willingly with Fitzgerald helping at the 33-yard line. 10-yard gain, another first down. Jurgensen using the clock to perfection. That's his 27th pass of this ballgame. Clock now shows 1:09. Plenty of time left. First and 10 for the Redskins from, call it the 32-yard line. The ball moved forward a little by the official to the 32. Vikings with a 21-10 lead. Redskins would like to narrow that to less than a touchdown. Jurgensen under center. Strong right, back to pass, looking. There's a flag on the play. He gets it away. He's trying to hit Smith down near the end zone, and he almost had it. He was well covered, but it was incomplete as he reached up and got his hands on it. Fitzgerald covering him from behind. And Don Hanson, I believe. Oh, wait till he turns. It was his spot. Yes, Hanson covering him from the front. But he went up there and actually got his hands on it. Now we'll have to see what the penalty is.
Jeff Jordan came over, too, from free safety and did a fine job because Fitzgerald was licked by half a step and was trying desperately to catch up. And then Jordan, doing the job he's supposed to do as free safety, as the Rover, came over and jumped up, and he, too, got a bit of a hand on it.
Offsides against Washington, the Vikings turn it down because of the incomplete pass. So it's second down, 10 to go from the 32-yard line. Here come the Redskins, 1:03 left to play in the half, 21-10 Vikings. Second down on the Vikings, 32-yard line, 10 to go, back to pass, Jurgensen. The rush is on, but Marshall gets beaten off. The pass is out of bounds, incomplete. A Shea came in with both arms up. And Jurgensen, I don't think, intended to throw it away. He was trying to hit his man near the sideline. That was A.D. Whitfield, and he was not the receiver he wanted most, but I think he saw him. But with Shea, both arms up coming right at him, he just had to throw it a little faster than he wanted to. It'll be third and 10.
With 57 seconds to go and the Vikings leading 21-10, Jurgensen looks like he may be setting Bobby Mitchell up for the long pass here. But McBee on that side, who's been watching him most of the evening, man for man, is playing real loose now, back about 10 yards. As if to say, I'll give you the short one, but I'm not going to let you lick me deep if I can help it.
Third and 10. Back to pass. This is his 30th coming up. As Jurgensen looking, throws it up the middle. He hits Smith, and he, in turn, is tackled out at the 23. He got forward to the 19-yard line, and he was just waiting for the whistle to blow. Fitzgerald made the tackle. 45 seconds left, and the clock on the move. And I think they've stopped it with their timeout now. Ball will be spotted on the 19-yard line. It was a gain of 13 for a first down. That was the 30th pass thrown by Jurgensen. Now, I have him for 20 completions, and Paul has 18, but that gives you some idea. The short pass game has been effective. This is a medium-range pass up the middle. The clock shows 40 seconds left officially now. They're on the 19-yard line with a first down.
John Burrell, 6'3", 190, five-year man from Rice, is now into the ball game for the Redskins for Jerry Smith.
Redskins, 10 of them waiting with kind of a loose huddle, waiting for Sonny Jurgensen, who's down there talking to Otto Graham.
Nice doubleheader is the fifth in the series, inaugurated by Cleveland Browns president Art Modell in 1962. The previous four Twin Bills have attracted 327,755 fans, and tonight's 80,000-plus crowd will boost this figure well over the $400,000 mark. It's actually a charity game started by the Cleveland Press.
Strong left the formation. Back to pass, looking as Jurgensen sets, and his pass was deflected away and bounces off to the side as Jerry Shea was right in on top of him and actually hit his arm as he cut the ball loose. And it went up in the air and came wobbling down, and the Vikings had put such a charge on that they could not reverse themselves and get back to try to pick that ball off. It'll be second and 10 with 36 seconds to go. Ball on the 19-yard line.
The Washington Redskins were 6-8 last year and in fourth place in the Eastern Division.
That's just a game away from the second place playoff bowl because the two teams in second, both were 7-7, Dallas and New York.
And the Vikings were 7-7 and in fifth place in the Western Division of the NFL.
Yeah. Of course, the Western teams won 13 of the 14 games played with the East. Dallas was the only team to win. Back to pass, Jurgensen on second down, looking, has time, throwing that pass, and it is batted away, and they call interference on Hill at the goal line. They had to call it very closely. Now, let me tell you this, that ball was well thrown right at Carpenter. Hill came over, and I thought did a good job. Now, he may have interfered, but if he did, he didn't have much choice. It was a great try by Hill, and he knocked the ball away. He had to put pressure right on Carpenter, or it would have been a touchdown. So the ball is on the one-yard line on the penalty. And now the Redskins will try to either punch it over or maybe stay in the air again. 28 seconds left. They've got Hewley in there. He's their best man for a one-yard plunge, I'd say. Whitfield is with him. Flanker right. The give to Hewley. He's driven back. He did not make it. Carl Eller met him head on. Following up was Jeff Jordan. As you know, the free safety doesn't play very far behind the line. Now they're lining up right again, and he came up to help out. Clock shows 13 seconds. Back to pass is Jurgensen looking. He throws for a touchdown to Smith from the one-yard line. Jerry Smith getting the pass. Redskins had no more timeouts, so they had to line up quickly. And they lined up and got the ball into Smith. Jurgensen to Smith in the left corner of the end zone. Smith having quite a night for himself. So is Jurgensen. Extra point try by Gogolak with 7 seconds to play. He'll try to make it 21-17. Ball will be held by Dick Shiner. He does all the holding. He's the number two quarterback. Kick is good. Oh, that ball goes through in a hurry when this Gogolak boots it. So it's 21-17 with 7 seconds to play in the first half. Well, that'll make it all the more interesting in the second half. Last year at Charlotte, North Carolina, the Vikings completely dominated play in the first half. And then Washington came back and scared the life out of them. The second half wound up just losing by 4, 20-16. I'm sure the Vikings will remember that in their halftime discussions.
Boy, pass interference. Very, very difficult play for the officials to call. From where we're sitting, and naturally somewhat prejudiced, it appeared that Gary Hill made an excellent play on that pass play from Jurgensen to Preston Carpenter, but the official ruled that Hill pushed him, didn't give him quite enough chance to catch the ball, whereas it looked to us as if Hill was merely trying to go for the ball himself, and it is actually, once it's in the air, a free ball for anyone.
A high, shallow kick. Lindsay takes it on the run at the 20, goes to the 25, to the 30, and down at the 31-yard line. Clock shows 2 seconds, but by the time the Vikings get their offensive unit in there, we may have time run out. 11-yard return by Lindsay. Now the clock will start in again, and there's the gun. The end of the first half with the score, the Minnesota Vikings 21, the Washington Redskins 17. If you've ever been caught in the rain without protection, you know the results can be mighty uncomfortable. The same thing applies to thrift. If an emergency arises or a more pleasant opportunity, such as a vacation or a special purchase, you ought to have the money to go ahead and meet it without worry. Of course, everyone agrees saving is a good idea, but to put it into practice and keep thrift going is oftentimes a difficult, good habit to cultivate. Why not make a mid-year resolution right now to save a little each month? Open your passbook account at the best place around, Minneapolis Federal, the friendliest, most experienced thrift institution anywhere. Minneapolis Federal has an unequaled record of dividend growth and safety. Here at the sign of the tree, 75 years experience go into making your savings safe with the added attraction of plenty of earn power. Minneapolis Federal has 8 convenient offices, 2 in downtown St. Paul, downtown Minneapolis, Midway, Bloomington, Golden Valley, Robbinsdale, and Apache Plaza. Visit one soon. The first half of Vikings football was brought to you by Minneapolis Federal, most experienced anywhere, now celebrating its 75th anniversary year. For friendly person-to-person unmatched earn power and 75 years experience, come to the sign of the tree. Before Paul summarizes the half, let's pause for 10 seconds. This is where you hear the play-by-play broadcasts of the Minnesota Vikings.